i publikhavet och fånga några synpunkter i vimlet alltså. Om politik, om storpolitiken där. Det sker mycket här i, på Johanneshovs stadion ikväll. Vi håller på och sänder i P3 fram till klockan 24.00. Och kvar att bjuda er från scenen här har vi alltså Jackson Browne och Little Steven. Levande musik. Just nu så pratar Björn Afzelius inför publiken här. Och de håller på och riggar bakom honom för att få ordning på Jacksons och hans medmusikant. Här är Björn Afzelius presentation av de två.
Skickligheten, passionen och den uppriktiga blygsamheten. På keyboards har vi Craig Durgie och på gitarr Jackson Browne. Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to see you here. It's a pleasure to be in your country again.
I can't go on if it's gonna do it.
Nu fick Jackson Browne fel på sin fotpedal till gitarren som gör att han kan variera ljudet lite grann. Och han sa att jag måste fixa, jag kan inte fortsätta så här. Så han håller på att pula med det. Och Craig Durgie spelar vidare på sin klaviatur. Här kommer de igen.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on of the men who send the guns to the wars that I fought in places where their business interests run. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again: how the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who find they can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone, and now their lives are in a balance. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who send the flame to the wars that I fought in places we can't even say the name. They sell us the president the same way They sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion. The same time they sell us our wars. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are. But they're never the ones to fight or to die. And now the light is about. I want to sing you a song that was written by a very good friend of mine. A few years ago, I made a record of this song. I think the song was somewhat ahead of its time. His whole album was. His name was Greg Copeland. And he made an album called Revenge Will Come. It's an interesting word, revenge. This is my good friend Craig Durgy, who came with me from California to do this. Yes, anyway, it's a very interesting word, revenge. We always think we know what that means. Actually, I have two songs about revenge. This is the first. It's called Revenge Will Come, and it will.
Rich man comes, makes money on the gun and knife. Rich man slays, they got their hands all around your life. You're just a child, but you feel complete when you learn to hate on the trench town street. Revenge will come. Revenge will come. Revenge will come for every child kept. I've seen a woman downtown, angel in a restless place. With outrageous legs and a childhood all across her face. You with your $100 bills unfurled. You're the whores in this trench town world. Revenge will come. Revenge will come. Revenge will come for every woman kept. You must try and try, but your love is just worn away. Rifles on a moonlight drive, restitution for a trench town life. Revenge will come.
revenge will come. Revenge will come for every man kept down.
I'm glad we got a sound check this afternoon. Let me try one other thing. Put it down. Put it down. Give me the
one. Jag är glad att vi hade ett ljudtest den här eftermiddagen, sa Jackson Browne. Lite ironiskt där när gitarren började och ställa till jäkelskap igen. Det knastrar och dundrar om den, så nu står en par man hukade där över hans pedaler som han använde för att variera ljudet på gitarren. Vi har alltså hört Lives in the Balance som de började med, Craig Durgy och Jackson Browne, och Revenge Will Come. Nu ser det ut att vara klart igen. Gitarren hängs på och Craig och Jackson gör sig klar för en annan låt, My Personal Revenge.
Thank you. As I told you, this is another song about revenge. This is a song that was written by a Nicaraguan man who was tortured before the triumph of the revolution. He was kept in a cell, chained so that he couldn't quite stand up. And his DI kept distorting. I really don't know what that is. I'm sorry, it's happening. Anyway, at a certain time when he was imprisoned, some rebels took over the National Palace and they demanded his release because they took some politicians as hostages. And so the Somoza, the National Guard, gave him to the rebels, and as he was leaving his prison, he told the soldiers that had tortured him, he said, I'm going to be back to take my personal revenge. And they said, yeah, get out of here. And they booted him out the door. But at the time of the fall of Somoza, he was among the generals and the rebels that took Managua, and he went looking for those. I don't know what to do. Switch mics. I switched everything. It's not my shit. I already Let's see if this one works. Okay, where was I? Okay, so the rebels won, and he went looking for his torturer in prison, and when he found him, he'd already been put in the very same jail that he'd been kept in, and he shined a light on his face and says, do you remember me? And the man said, no, I don't remember you. He said, look again, are you sure you don't remember me? And this went on for some time, and finally the man knew that he was caught, because there was no doubt that this is the man he had tortured. And he was unable to look up at him and say anything at all. And then the Sandinista began to speak, and he said basically what is in this song here. This is called My Personal Revenge.
My personal revenge will be the right of our children in the schools and near the flowers. My personal revenge will be to bring you this song that has flourished without panic. My personal revenge will be to show you the kindness in the eyes of my people, who have always fought relentlessly in battle, been generous and firm in victory. My personal revenge will be to tell you good morning on a street without beggars, without homeless. But instead of jailing you, I suggest you shake away the sadness there that blinds you. And when you who have applied your hands in torture are unable to look up at what surrounds you, my personal revenge will be to give you these hands that once you so mistreated, but failed to take away their tenderness. It's the people who hated you the most when rage became the language of their song. And underneath the skin of this town today, its heart has been scarred forevermore. It's the people who hated you the most when rage became the language of their song. And underneath the skin of this town today, its heart has been scarred forevermore. Personal revenge will be to tell you good morning on a street without beggars and without homeless. When instead of jailing you, I would suggest you shake away the sadness there that blinds you. And when you who have applied your hands in torture are unable to look up at what surrounds you, my personal revenge will be to give you these hands that once you so mistreated, yet have failed to take away their tenderness. 'Cause it's the people who hated you the most when rage became the language of their song. And underneath the skin of this town today, its heart has been scarred forevermore. 'Cause it's the people hated you the most when rage became the language of their song. And underneath the skin of this town today, its heart has been scarred forevermore.
This is a new song.
It's gotta go in the monitors.
This is a new song. Take the organ down. Child's face, like you're seeing the human race and the endless possibilities there, where so much can come true. And you think of the beautiful things a child can do. How long will a child survive? How long? How long, if it was up to you? When you think about the money spent on defense by a government and the weapons of destruction we built, we're so sure that we need. You think of the millions and millions that money could feed. How long do you hear someone crying? How long? How long do you hear someone dying before you ask yourself why? And how long will we hear people speaking about missiles for peace and just let it go by? The light. How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? How long? If you saw it from a satellite, with its green and its blue and white, and the beauty of the curve of the earth and its oceans below, you might think it was paradise if you didn't know. You might think that it's turning, but it's turning so slow. How long do you hear someone crying? How long? How long do you hear someone dying before you ask yourself why? And how long will it take to return to the task and the lesson that we never learned? A reason I drown and our bridges are burned. How long?
Thank you. Thank you very much for being here for Nicaragua. Viva Nicaragua Libre!
A very old song of mine, one that I still like very much, and one that I would like to dedicate to all of you in Sweden who have reached out to a country and a people on the other side of the world from you and decided to give them this gift of your warmth, your respect. Music. A very good friend of mine once said, the thing about music, David Lindley said this, he said, the thing about music is it's supposed to sound good. can give them the answers and lead them back to that place in the warmth of the sun where sweet childhood still dances. But we'll come along and hold out that strong but gentle father's hand. Long ago I heard someone say something about every man badly of one who's left holding sand. He's just another dreamer dreaming about every man.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out tonight from Nicaragua.
Applåder för Jackson Brown och Craig Durgy. Klaviaturen spelade Craig och Jackson gitarr och det var hans låtar vi har. Det här, Lives in the Balance, Revenge Will Come, My Personal Revenge, How Long och For Every Man. Både Little Steven och Jackson Brown har ju en hel del politiska texter till sina sånger, men det är en väldig skillnad på hur de når ut till sin amerikanska hemmapublik till exempel. Och då kan man ju undra hur det kommer sig att Jackson Brown har det så mycket lättare än vad Little Steven har.
I would only be guessing, but my guess is that, well, one, that I've been established for a great, for a long time, and that, so I've been making records for 15 years, and there are a lot of people there that I think are willing to go along, even as things change and as it becomes a very different kind of business, or, you know, different, it's a different world, really, with so much the media aspects of what we do changing. With Steven, I think that he comes up very strongly. His strength is also, I think, something that people are frightened of. I mean, they're more willing to play somebody that they know. If that person is going to come out with a very overt political statement, they might wait and listen to it and see if, you know. And also, my record was not entirely. For instance, I mean, I put out a song called "In the Shape of a Heart," which probably got a lot more play than some of the other things. They could go ahead and play, well, we want to play Jackson, but let's play this one because the other one's really right in our face about something that it takes a lot of work to appreciate. Really does. I mean, to know what you think about a song criticizing foreign policy means you have to know a little bit about the foreign policy, which many people didn't, you know, when my last album came out. With Steven, he's really, every song, everything he's saying is really right, a very high profile political statement, and it's you know, he has to do it. I think people are a little bit afraid of someone that committed, honestly. I think that it's a little bit frightening to encounter somebody who is so intensely trying to get your attention about something, but God bless him, you know, he's out there doing it, and I consider him a tremendous resource. He's somebody that's so clear and so strong about what he knows, and he's able to put his finger right on it if you talk to him. It's not like me where I go on for 10 minutes to him. He'll go, well, people say it in a very few words, and his songs are that way too.
Okej, okay, i korthet kan man säga då att Little Steven har svårt att komma igenom därför att han är så pang på rödbetan när det gäller att säga politiska saker. Och Jackson Browne har hållit på i många år och skrivit andra sånger också, är mer mjuk i sin framtoning. Därför har han rätt att vinna amerikanerna. Men budskapet kanske kommer fram ändå, och Jackson har då alltså fått göra på Music Television, som det heter, den mycket populära kanalen för rockmusik 24 timmar om dygnet i USA. Så låter den när P3 ligger i luften, och det gör vi från Johannesås i stadion där vi håller en gala för Nicaragua. Först och främst för att samla ihop pengar till teaterprojekt där, som jag berättade om inledningsvis här. Innan vi kom ut i sändning här klockan 21 ikväll i P3 så hade faktiskt Björn Afzelius och Mikael Wiehe varit på scenen en stund och spelat. Och vi har det på band. Så i väntan på Little Stevens levande musik så kan vi bjuda levande musik ändå. Alltså med Björn Afzelius och Mikael Wiehe. Och de inleder här med en sång som heter Som en duva. I galakväll för Nicaragua i P3 från Johanneshovs i stadion Stockholm.
Ensam i natten i huset där människorna sov, där ute var sommaren gången och luften var kylig och våg. En fågel flög in genom fönstret med vingarna röda och blod, och jag tog där i kulpade händer som en duva, som en duva. Och jag tog den i kupade händer och huttrade till där jag stod. La 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 la.
Jagad om natten, en flykting från främmande land, som en som har räddat sig undan när alla de andra försvann. Den kom med en doft av rosor som någon har trampat itu, och med ljus ifrån slocknade stjärnor som en duva. Som en duva, med ett ljus ifrån slocknade stjärnor, som någon har stampat i grus.
Men den som en gång har levat i frihet vill ut i det fria igen, och den som en gång har blivit jagad på flykten kommer alltid att drömma sig hem. En fågel med sugade vingar har slagit sig ner i vårt hus med drömmarna röda och rosor och ögonen fyllda av ljus. Jag vårdar den som ett minne av något som jag aldrig har sett, och jag vet att min fågel ska flyga som en duva, som en duva. Och jag vet att min fågel ska flyga som en duva tillbaka igen. Ja, jag vet att min fågel ska flyga som en duva, som en duva. Ja, jag vet att min fågel ska flyga
som en duva tillbaka igen. La 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 la.
Alltså Little Stevens band direkt från Johannes Åsis stadion i Stockholm.
I wrote this next song a few years ago when I found out my government had been lying to me about what they've been doing about freedom and democracy around the world. I found out all we've been doing in the United States is killing innocent civilians in El Salvador and Guatemala, and up until 1979, Nicaragua, and telling everybody we were defending freedom and democracy. This is something that I wish I could say has changed in the last 3-4 years since I wrote it. But it hasn't changed. We're still killing people in El Salvador and Guatemala and Chile, and still attacking Nicaragua. And it's the kind of thing that not just America, really. Almost every country seems to have an arms industry. As proud as I am to be on a stage in Sweden, as I always am, because this is one of the most progressive and respected governments in the whole world right here. Even here in Sweden, there's an arms industry. And guns only do one thing, you know. They don't feed people. They don't put people in houses. They don't give them jobs in the third world. Guns kill people. Well, until we stop selling arms to everybody, and until we can educate our own people back in America about what our government's doing, and the suffering is going to continue. This song, for everybody who suffers because of the arms industry, because some fat cat and some corporation is getting rich. This is for all the desaparecidos.
Yeah.
Josh. And Greenpeace. We don't want no nuclear war. Nuclear war, we won't get far. We don't want no nuclear war. With nuclear war, we won't get far. Everybody say, we don't want no nuclear war. With nuclear war, we won't get far. Solidarity. Solidarity. Hey! Say it! Solidarity. Solidarity. Everybody wants the same thing so big. Everybody wants a happy end. Just want us in the game on Saturday. Wanna be somebody's friend. Everybody wants to work for a living. They want to keep their children warm. Everybody just wants to be forgiven. Ah, they want shelter from the storm. Look at me, I ain't your enemy. Can we walk on common ground? Fighting each other. What we need is solidarity. Solidarity. Nobody likes to ask for money. Nobody likes to play the clown. Nobody likes waiting in the long lines. Nobody likes being pushed around. Everybody wants their family protected. They want to express themselves. Everybody wants to live forever. Everybody wants to be somebody else. Look at me, I ain't your enemy. Don't believe everything you hear. No time to be fighting each other. Hey! Revolution! same things all day. Everybody wants a happy end. Just want to see the game on Saturday. Gonna be somebody's friends on a derby day. Everybody says on a derby day. Feels good when I say it.
I don't look west. I don't look up and I accept. It's my
trust northbound heavy. Why are the people so quiet in my America?
Only one way out of here, I understand. I'm defeated.
bay, keeping us apart. There's an ocean, a desert, there's a hole right through my heart. You can remember me, I've been going to stay. I might be here forever, baby, fighting here forever, till we're undefeated. Everybody goes home.
Direkt från Johanneshovs stadion i Stockholm, Lille Steven and the Disciples of Soul. Publiken är i extas här. Står upp och stampar fötterna och applåderar. Standing ovation som det heter på rockhjältarnas språk. Vilket ju betyder att man har gjort alldeles förträffligt ifrån sig från scenen. Och man får en stående ovation. Tillbaka på scenen här. Och nu. Lille Steven and the Disciples of Soul.
We know one more song. We have a lot of special people tonight. I think you bring everybody up. Jackson Brown, Salvador Katia, Imperiet. Come on out, Pedro, Michael, Bjorn, everybody. Come on.
Hey. What we got is the...
It's time.
You sing the first...
We didn't rehearse this, but we're gonna do it anyway. You ready, Leslie? No more apartheid, baby. No more. No more. Free Mandela. Hit me. Yes. so much.
Vi har bjudit er en galakväll för Nicaragua. Vi har samlat in 1 miljon slantar drygt som går till ett teaterprojekt i Managua, Nicaragua. Och från scenen här i på Johanneshovs stadion så har ni kväll hört som avslutning samtliga tillsammans med Lee Stevens and the Disciples of Soul. Jackson Brown, Vicente Feliu, Imperiet, Björn Afzelius och Mikael Wiehe och från Nicaragua, duon Garda Barranco. Och jag vill gärna berätta för också vilka som har skickat ut det här i eten till er. Det är Eva Iskov, Bertil Arvind, Arvind heter han, Jan Flodby, Lars Hed, Mats Ekman, Stefan Tarvis, Bo Skoglund, Micke Castro Olsson, Ulf Gruberg, Christer Eklund, Kerstin Fransén, själv heter jag Jan-Erik Sundqvist. Tack ska ni ha för ikväll.